Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Arno is back, ladies and gentlemen. Scott's here. He's the security advocate. He consults with small businesses just like yours and mine on security issues, especially in the area of with regard to technology, online especially. He's vice president of Soho Solutions, which is a New York City area based consulting and management firm, IT management. He's our good friend and a great member of our brain trust, Scott Arno. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Scott. Hey, so one of the things that you've been working on lately is some new malware, and maybe I shouldn't call it new, but it's fairly new, I think, to most people. I haven't heard about it until recently. Some new malware, malicious software, folks, for those of you who just landed up from Mars, and this is something that's called CryptoLocker. Tell the audience what it is. But before you do that, remind people how malware actually gets on your computer.
Well, malware, the vast majority of the time, hits a computer that's not kept fully up to date. So when you see those
with regard to security systems.
Exactly. And typically speaking, what will happen if the computer's not up to date, you'll click on something that looks innocent but isn't. It could be that the website is infected or you're looking at a picture of, say, a
celebrity. You're not even talking about being dumb and clicking on a stupid email. You're saying if you visit a website.
Oh, yeah. The website can infect you.
Mm-hmm. And when you say up to date, there are a couple of up to date things, right? One of them is your operating system. You know, if you have Microsoft, have you been getting regular updates where they found holes that they want to plug for you? That as well as your security system, right?
Absolutely, it's a regular process. A lot of it can be automated, but there are outside programs which can help a lot if you need to.
Right.
A few I would recommend. There's one called Personal Software Inspector. From a company called Secunia. It's Secunia. And when you have that set up, it automatically updates a lot of this stuff in the background. And
Does it slow your computer down?
No, Secunia just does a scan when you set it to scan, and otherwise it runs in the background. It's a great program.
All right, good deal. All right, so we've got, for whatever reason, somehow somebody, you know, didn't keep their security stuff up to date, and they went to a website, just somehow wandered around and got to this website, and it had something infected. Is this because that website was, the people who own that website are malicious, or because somebody got to them like they're wanting to get to you?
It could actually be either one, unfortunately. Ah. Actually, I think it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, the Super Bowl site was actually infected during the game.
Wow.
And a lot of people hit it. Got hit with what's called a drive-by download, where you
right.
go to the site and your computer's immediately attacked.
Wow.
If your software's up to date, those generally don't work.
Usually they go after stuff that's out already. Maybe this has happened to you, but I've gone to websites that, and in fact, I've gone to websites of people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And my security system would pop up and say, you don't want to go here.
Yeah, and, you know, for a business, that's such a shame when that happens.
Awful.
Because, obviously, customers are coming in, they see that and say, oh, okay, maybe I'll go to competitor X.
What's wrong with these people? Yeah, so let's talk about this one thing, malware that you could get called CryptoLocker.
So CryptoLocker is a type of ransomware. Ransomware basically will be a notice that pops up on your computer.
Ransom, kidnapping ransom. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Ransomware.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
And the earlier variants would be something like, along with the malware, to take over your webcam. So it would be a picture of you and a notice saying something like, child pornography has been found on your computer. pay, and it will usually be the local police or the FBI or something, X amount of dollars, otherwise you will be arrested. And people would panic and pay it, and it's actually not even hard to clear off the computer.
Right.
CryptoLocker is a new and nastier one. What this one does is it actually encrypts the information on your own computer against you.
So the first example was a lie. They didn't really put that stuff on there. They just scared you to think you did. But
exactly.
But the second one is real.
Yeah, it starts scrambling all the data on your computer using an algorithm. So it's a really tight encryption, too. Once it's encrypted, it's bad. And what will happen is it starts off with this bright red and white notice saying, your data has been encrypted. And, you know, pay us X number, usually in bitcoins, which is a very hard-to-trace online currency. And then it'll say, pay us by X date, or we will throw away what's called the decryption key, which allows you to unscramble data. And it also will have a notice on there, don't turn off your computer, or it will be gone forever. Now, there's one little problem with that notice. Criminals, they tend to lie. See, what's happening is when you get that notice, it's starting to encrypt your data.
Mm-hmm.
So at that moment, immediately, your computer, be it a laptop or desktop, needs to be turned off instantly.
Yeah.
Not just put to sleep, but yank the plug.
Yeah, go over and push the button that shuts it down. Don't just hit the shutdown button. I mean, don't just go over to the control panel and hit shutdown where that could take a minute to shut down. Hit the button and shut it down now.
Exactly, because as they tell you this, it's in the process of encrypting. That's not
right.
An instantaneous process.
So if I do that, have I subverted what they're trying to do?
Somewhat. I mean, the most important things to do are mainly prevention, making sure, like I say, that software is up to date.
Right, of course.
Backing up the data is so critical, because if you do lose any, if you have a clean backup, you can clear off your system and then put the clean information back
in. Well, there's other things you can do, too, because you can make sure you backed up in the cloud, and like I do. And so go ahead. What else we need to know?
Now, in effect, once this is happening and you've yanked that plug out of the wall, at this point, there are a number of solutions, basically different software solutions, which will clean off CryptoLocker from your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly doesn't hurt to talk to a security expert to walk.
But you got
to
do that. But how do you do that when you turn it back on? Is it going to be there?
Well, typically, what will happen is you use a clean computer, so to speak, a different one that hasn't been infected.
Right.
You'll find one of these software tools, and you'll set it up in what's called a safe mode, where the computer is turned on, but the operating system isn't.
So you're talking about a fairly sophisticated process to make this happen, to recover this computer.
Yeah, I know. I'm making it sound very scary. Sorry about that.
Well, no, but it is. But this is why, folks, here's how you solve this problem. Keep your security systems up to date. Keep the updates.
Yeah, absolutely critical.
Keep the updates from Microsoft or Apple or whoever you're getting it from. Keep those up to date. Buy some kind of security system and put it on, you know, antivirus system, put it on your computer, keep it up to date, and don't click on stupid emails from people that you don't know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.